Yeah, Ion, vis-a-vis your telling us that the radiation levels are being raised, the EPA, yeah. Environmental Protection Agency, has decided that we could have a nuclear incident, and so they're raising the levels of accepted radioactive iodine.
Yay.
3,450 times higher than what they presently allow.
Yeah,
so,
it's changing. It's moving,
right.
Just as we said. And they're acknowledging it, because before, if you remember, that many rads would blow you up. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
200 to 300, and you were, like, exposed and blah, 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 blah. But now they've got it crazy high, and they're still not dying, so it's all good. Now, and that's
right,
coming
right.
in the grass, that's coming in everything, and a lot of dairy. That's why your whey is important, because it's gonna, it's a way to introduce the increased or better radiation. See, you're talking about radiation. Without radiation, this planet would be doomed. Okay, but then you say, well, it's too much radiation, it's overwhelming it. And all that's happening is that you're negotiating the space between a comfortable level and a non-comfortable level. And then, see, that's the only way you're going to make these carcinogens that are carcinogenic in nature become gram negative. And once that happens, you're going to, whoa, carcinogens aren't even a gram, positive or negative. Well, they're fixing to be. They're fixing to be. They're fixing to note them that way, because the radiation is going to allow them to attune a different direction. That's why your recipe book is going to be so cool with your sugars. Right, sugar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, sugar. Yeah, so, I was going to say our whey comes from New Zealand, and apparently they're outside the radiation belt, but that's not true anymore. There's radiation everywhere.
And we're glad, because that's good.
I got this article from a paranoid source who says the EPA literally wants you to die from radiation. So
we do too. We do too.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to. They sure do. Because then that's why you get them out of the way, so there's room for the live ones. There's too many dead walking dead. They made a show about it. Walking dead. Who in the world?
Yeah.
So past that, then if you're going to die, go on with it. If you're not, let's get to living. And that's what this includes. And you're right, again, you're right, because what you're saying is you're just noting this thing that's already taking place. Now, you see, it's funny how the EPA, those lifeless bastards, they don't even know where they are, getting paid all that crazy money to not do anything, and then they listen to Bob to tell them what's going to be happening next, and they say, oh, we better get something, they're going to move it again, they're moving the middle, and everybody's going to listen to them, and then next thing you know, poor Oakley is worried to death that you're going to take over the empire. It's terrible. Now, the news flash of the day that we're telling you is there's so much radiation now that guess what you're doing? You are now officially closing the broken ozone layer. We're putting the ozone layer back.
The radiation is rebuilding that layer of material.
It's back. Google it.
Okay, so the Antarctic and all this global warming is a similar situation to the ozone hole. The environment is repairing itself.
Once you change the radiation levels, we're going to make utopia, paradise.
Okay. Go back to the changing of the blood. So in Bob's body, there are four physical bodies. There's the chip body, the chemical body, the astral body, and the TV body. And the fifth body is the mystery body.
Well, the mystery body is the mystery landscape where those bodies are not known. That's Bob's crap. We don't buy into any of that. It's over. That's done. It's more of an eight-pack, an octad, that brings you into the full chip revolution, which takes it out of your body. We're going to take that body and move it outside of your universe so that it can know everything that is. Okay? Once they know everything it is, you don't have to know anything, and it's not a thinking man's game any longer. You become the sum total of the things that you desire, want, and be, and do, and have. Then all these choices and things that you're deciding that you like, you don't like, you want, you don't want, they're just nothing other than just fleeting, diminishing, momentary swashes of color in the fabric of your life.
And in the chip revolution that you're speaking of, where you go into the octad, I understand that. Is there anybody who's going to be able to make that transition if they're not taking the RNA drops?
Not so far.
So you have to be taking the RNA drops. And does your statement...
No, wait. We said, not so far. Now, once you get to a certain level, once you blow it up, once the spent eye blocks are starting to affect the planet faster, then yes, that answer will change. But today, that's not occurring yet. Well, it is in two places, but that's another conversation. But the shift or the the element schist will start to evaporate. When schist starts evaporating, that's when the world dichotomy will start changing humankind into godkind.
Okay, Ion, I would ask this. You've got the RNA drops tuning us. You've got other things. What is something new that's been affecting us that you're responsible for or you've triggered or you know about? What
the alkalinity
is
of the air. The alkalinity.
Now, yeah, Carol, are we trying to get more acidic or more alkaline?
You're saying there is no air is an alkaline or acid.
Uh-huh. Hey, Carol, are we getting more acid or more alkaline? More alkaline, I forget.
The air.
Well, yeah, we've never talked about the pH of the air because, like Ion said, you don't test air pH. So this is a new one.
Okay, but Ion's been talking about getting more balance.
More acidic.
More acidic. So now he's talking about alkalinity in the air.
Right.
So, Ion, what is causing the alkalinity? Is that a result of the RNA drops exhalation?
No, it's changing. It's changing. It's changing.
What's making it change?
Well, you're evolving. Your world is evolving. We're getting ready. We're getting ready for gods, Bob. We're tired of these little men. We've had enough of the little men.
Here it is, Bob. Maybe. Let's see what Ion thinks. Hydrogen is an H+, which is positive charge, which is alkaline. Oxygen is O-, which is negative ion, which supposedly is more acidic, so if we're losing our oxygen and gaining more hydrogen, then the air would become alkaline. Is that right, Ion?
More. Well, let's say, don't say alkaline because you'll throw everybody off. Say more alkaline. More alkaline.
Okay, more.
Just say more. And let me tell you why, because it won't work in every conversation. And, you know, it's got to be every single time without failure exception or it's not at all. So in this beginning stage or becoming stage, the world is shifting, and that's what's making this. It affects your flora and fauna. It's starting to see the beasts are getting the first little tastes of this, and you're fixing to start. Well, no, actually, you've already started. We have some algaes that are blooming that are the most incredible things. They're just going to stop all oxygen in the water. It's already happening.